Some people visit a store just to look at the merchandise. David's store has a unique policy. You are free to look at all you like in the first room. But all the really cool stuff in the second room, well, you've got to purchase something in the first room first. We'll share a little of what you'll find on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
David Rosberg says he buys the items of rich dead people. What he means is he purchases estates of the wealthy for his shops, endangered pieces in Maui. You'll find some unique items here.
One item is a 1939 DC-3 airplane wingtip that was used by Aloha Airlines with their first flight when they were doing passengers, then it turned into a cargo plane. But it's now made into a dining room table.
David may remind you of the show American Pickers, but David was in business long before the show. It's all about finding hidden gems. He remembers several pieces of art he purchased for a few hundred dollars that ended up selling for thousands.
You know, a lot of times we don't do research on the stuff. We get it, not realizing the value of it. That may not even be the most expensive piece, but if you were to go in the back of the store, you'll see some other pieces that are up in the $100,000 range.
The amount of items in the store is amazing, and there is much more than meets the eye.
My son keeps saying, "Dad, stop buying stuff because you got enough for 20 lifetimes," and he doesn't want to end up with it all. If you're here on Sunday, you should check my warehouses out. They're amazing. There's 7 buildings, pallet racks full of stuff, like walking through Costco of antiques.
David often gets calls to purchase entire estates. Some are quite memorable.
Well, another estate sale, this billionaire in Oahu owed the IRS in Japan $63 million, and he had to sell his houses, and he sold them for $100 million. And then I got called in to buy the contents of those houses. There was pieces from every part of the world.
Bronze bathtubs, famous art, gilded mermaids. It's quite a collection. All on sale at David's store. Traveling the countryside in Maui, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.